4HKX and 0TR. 0TR, Mo.
Tom, it's C9B.
In 0TR. Oh, I'm having a brain fart right now and forgot your name, but I know it. I want to say Leon, but I'm probably wrong.
You should always go with your first inclination. You're absolutely correct.
Oh, we're not here for long, Leon, but nice to hear you this morning. We're about three-fourths of the way down to Aldi's and Taylor's. How's your day?
Well, I can't complain. It's a beautiful day out there. I get a little work done on my antenna. I'm trying to set up my 13-element beam. Get it rigged up and put a concrete base in yesterday. So just kind of waiting for it to solidify real good so I can start working on that again.
I used to have two of those and I give them away. And then I give away a 10 element one I liked really well. They are 270. But that'll do you well. That's what Patrick uses up there, I believe. I had one that was 15 elements, but it really didn't have any more gain than the 13.
It hooked up once, but it was a temporary, it's still sitting up there. It's a temporary hookup. It's right underneath my omnidirectional, and it's too close to my metal roof, so it's not really working the way it should. So this next one, when I get it up, it should work a lot better.
I can't remember now. It's been too many years since I had mine up back in Kansas, but it's like, what is it, 13 dB a gain?
Right, I haven't looked at it.
Yep, that's an excellent antenna. It's Cushcraft, right?
Yeah.
Track for a change. Oh, shoot, now to find a parking place here at Aldi's. Yeah, there is one. Well, Leon, maybe I'll catch you in a little bit. We went to Spartanburg to Sam's and Costco's yesterday, and Bernice says we need some milk and stuff like that today, so we are parking down here at our favorite Aldi store, and I'll catch you down the line. Good luck on that, and you're wise to let that concrete set. How high a tower are you putting up?
That's not going to be very high. I don't need heights here. I am the height. I'm the knoll on the ridge, and I'm at about 3,200 feet elevation. So everything is down. Any direction you go from my house is going downhill. So I'm going to put it on about 25 feet.
Oh, wow. You are blessed. There goes the door. Bernice is going on in. That is great. Where you at up there by Patrick or someplace up in the Brevard area?
Actually, the opposite side of town from me. I'm over here by Batcave. I'm walking distance to Jimmy Robbins State Park. My dog Mark playing with his toy in the background. I'm from here. So I'll let you go, Tom. But yeah, I'm over the Batcave, actually Edneyville area. That's that way. Sugarloaf Mountain from here.
The dog don't bother me. Yeah, you're up there by a great friend of mine, ND7J, and I haven't heard him in a little while. He was getting some equipment back up the other day, and he come on for a radio check, but that's the last I heard of him.
Wait, shit, man. It's kind of unusual since we're so close, but time will tell.
He's a great individual and an excellent ham. Don't tell him I said that, though. Yeah, he had a magnificent station set up there at his house. And then good old hurricane come along and dismantled some of it for him, unfortunately. So he's siting down some now, but his station was just incredible. And I remember that desk his dad had made that was in his shack, and he had TV sets for monitors up there above. I think he had it was the highest dollar ICOM at the time, 7850, I think, and other radios. But it was a beautiful station, and Fortunately, I was one of the ones that when he first came on, he come and visited quite a bit. But I can't say enough about him. But anyways, you take care, Leon. Nice to hear you this morning. I better go catch the wife and, you know, keep him from spending too much. And not. Anyway, NC9V, if I got that right, in 0TR73. Leon, thanks for coming.
Anytime, Tom. You have a great day. Tell Miss Bernice we said, hey, apparently those hips are working out. Hey, she's running away from you. 73, Tom. Take care. NC9V.